New polls coming out have come out from Epic MRA on rating Governor Rick Snyder's overall performance. How's he doing?
Well, not particularly well. You know, when he first came into office, well, there was a tremendous reservoir of goodwill and optimism about his governorship. 59% in January had a favorable opinion of him. A lot of folks were undecided about what kind of job he was doing because they really didn't see what his plans were yet. After his state of the state message, that continued, and people even dramatically changed their opinion about the direction of the state. After years of 70-80% saying it was off on the wrong track, just with the election of Snyder, that was even up, and then after his state of the state, it went to like a few points more saying right direction than wrong track. Now it is 52% saying wrong track, and a lot of that is tied to the governor's performance, which is now at 60% negative job rating. Back in at the end of February and the beginning of March, he had 36% negative job rating, 32% positive job rating, and now he has 35%, giving him a poor rating, which was just 1 point below what his overall negative was then. So things have turned south for him. A lot of it's tied to the budget issues. 70% of Republicans still have a favorable opinion of him, but a much lower 57% of Republicans give him a positive job rating. However, they give him a negative job rating on his proposals to cut education spending, and they oppose that when we ask him specifically about the plan. And they're also very nervous about his plans to tax pensions. And because of that, they question even his business tax plan, where a plurality supports it at first, and then when they hear that it would double the deficit, and there's this huge tax break of 86% for businesses, and that it's going to be paid for by more cuts in education and taxing pensions, even Republicans turned from a 68% level of support for his business plan to a 50-42% opposition to it. So things have turned south for the governor, and I know that he has said recently that he feels the public is behind him, but he better look back there again.
I was just going to say, I had read that as well in relationship to some of these polling numbers that he did feel I agree, that was a good quote, he'd better look behind. Is this a surprise, though, Bernie, given the budget process? I mean, does this kind of thing happen when you're in the middle of a process like this?
Well, I think he has brought a lot of it on himself because he is talking about an untested and unproven theory that by cutting business taxes almost completely, that's going to create jobs. And we've been cutting taxes for the last two decades. Remember Governor Engler saying, why cut taxes 28 times? And it was even on autopilot when Governor Granholm took office. And business taxes used to contribute about a third to the state general fund budget. Now it's about 21%. And if his tax cuts pass, I believe it would be 4 or 5%. So that's a dramatic change, and I think voters are looking at what the price is that you have to pay to do that for something that is questionable in terms of whether or not it's going to produce jobs. And the pay is shifting tax burdens from businesses to seniors for the first time paying pension taxes, and more cuts in education, elimination of the earned income tax credit. And because Republicans are doubtful about those things, you'll notice that in the state Senate, they've been making changes recently to the earned income tax credit. Now they're changing from what they had before to we're going to give a 6% instead of 20%. They're trying to soften the impact because I think they're probably doing polling too and realize that the voters are not crazy about this, even Republicans.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you who should be looking at these polls. Maybe that's a good time to ask that question.
Well, I feel very confident that this paints a portrait of discontent for voters in Michigan. They're not happy with the budget cuts, and legislators ought to be paying close attention to it. And I'm sure that those even Republican legislators who are in districts that, especially in the House, are competitive, and they could lose their district and therefore raise questions about whether or not they could lose control of the House if it's not a good Republican year. That they're probably looking at some of those items that the public is concerned about and that Republicans are concerned about.
Well, with the omnibus budget passed and now they're back wrangling again before they send them out again, I imagine they're paying very close attention to these kinds of polling numbers because, as you just said, they're looking to get reelected.
That's right, and there has just been a sea change of opinion in terms of views about the budget. And when you think that, you know, just to provide this tax cut, we're more than doubling the deficit, which was bad enough at $1.6 billion as it was, and that follows several straight years of budget cuts. And just something that logically people are looking at and saying this really doesn't make sense if it's doubtful whether or not this is really going to produce jobs.
What did you get the biggest reaction from in this poll? You've mentioned a few things: education cuts, tax pensions, the Michigan business tax, and EITC. Was there one area that got the biggest reaction?
Well, we did test some of the ballot initiatives. I don't know whether you wanted to get into some of that issue.
Sure.
There has been a lot of talk about collective bargaining, and indeed 60% would oppose any legislative proposals, and there are some, to eliminate collective bargaining for public employees. 60% would oppose it, including 84% of Democrats, 65% of independents, 61% of Republicans would support that. They'd support a ballot initiative that would set in stone in the Constitution protection for collective bargaining rights, and that would be supported by 57% of voters. Very much against those cuts into education in particular. They're even doubtful about such things as some of the privatization proposals, although Republicans are very supportive of some of these things. But they are not supportive, and that's where I think the problems arise with his plans in terms of opposing the education cuts as well as the pension tax. But voters would solidly support a graduated income tax. And one thing that they would also support, an initiative that would be placed on the ballot that would eliminate tax breaks for businesses and corporations if that tax break does not directly relate to protecting or creating jobs.
Is the governor's message, has it gotten lost? I mean, when you look at these numbers, there's not much good in there for the governor right now. Does he need to get on message or be talking about it more?
Well, he keeps talking about how what he's doing is consistent with what he said he was going to do during the campaign. And I remember very clearly during the campaign, whenever asked, well, what are you going to do about this? Well, he'd say, well, you know, look at my website, my 10-point plan. Well, a lot of people looked at the 10-point plan, and even on his business tax proposal, he did say that he would switch to a 6% profits tax, but he didn't say in there any of the specifics about having it only apply to C corporations. None of that was there. And I don't remember anything about the kind of cuts to education or taxing pensions. None of those things, which people are recoiling about, were part of that 10-point plan. He said he just generalized about reinventing Michigan. And I'll tell you, when you look at these poll numbers, I think there's a lot of folks, Democrats and even most independents, that think that instead of reinvention, why, it's dismantling state government and state programs.
Well, Bernie, as always, the information is fascinating. I'm still going through it. There's a lot of it, but it's fascinating information. I appreciate you so much coming on and telling us about it. Thank you.
Anytime, Cheryl. Take care.
Thank you so much. Pollster Bernie Porn with Epic MRA of Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.